next 30 minutes, you'll hear us explode the Big Bang Theory, experience life after death, and discover how fate altered the life of ex-Beatle George Harrison. Illuminations for the fourth quarter of the Universal Cycle. This is Radio ROM.
We are going to be late, Bill.
Well, if you hadn't taken so long with getting ready, we could have been there on time.
Oh, you think it's me, huh? Oh, my God.
It's getting so boring driving. See if there's anything on the radio.
There isn't anything on the radio, Bill.
Can you just turn it on for me?
There's nothing on it.
Never mind, I'll do it myself.
Church Mrs. Paul Lehman. Lewis Paul Lehman.
It's had changed in 6 years.
Now the commissioner will change, although Kuhn will finish it.
It's time to play What's Your Karma?
What's your karma? What is this? Can I change it?
No, leave it.
No, come on, Bill. Bill, look out for the ambulance! Move back!
And now, here's the host of our show, Don Yamura!
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and for those of you who may be joining us for the first time, here is how we play the game. We have a guest celebrity panel, famous people who have died. They try to guess what's going to happen to our contestants in their next life. They hear little bits about them, and then they make their final analysis. Does it sound complicated? You bet it is. And everybody gets to play the game. So let's meet our celebrity panel now. Panelist number one, can you tell us, what is your name?
My name is Alfred Hitchcock.
Thank you very much. Welcome to our show, Alfred Hitchcock. And panelist number two, what is your name?
My name is Elvis Presley.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, Elvis. And panelist number three, will you reveal your name to our audience, please?
My name is Bruce Lee.
Thank you very much. And welcome to our show. All right, let's bring in our first contestant.
Our first contestant, Don, was just involved in a head-on collision with a truck while arguing with his wife on Interstate 5. A former doctor and chairman of the Euthanasia Encouragement Board of California, will you welcome Dr. William Gilman?
What's going on here?
Oh, those dogs are too much. Where is my wife?
There she goes, out the passenger door. But don't worry, Doctor. She'll survive. You, unfortunately, went through the front windshield.
You mean I'm dead?
That's right. You're here to find out your next birth, to discover what your karma really is.
But I don't believe in reincarnation.
He doesn't believe in reincarnation!
I don't believe in the law of karma.
You don't?
No.
Well, do you believe in the law of gravity?
Yes.
Because even if you don't, it still works. Time to drop you down into the contestant's chamber. Don't worry, folks. Even though it appears that we've just killed the doctor, don't forget, his soul never dies. All right, panel, are you ready to hear all about Dr. Kilmore's life? The panel is ready. Now, Alfred Hitchcock, let's have you start. Which category do you choose?
Our contestant has a very hungry look on his face, Don. I think I'll choose the category food.
All right, now, food is in three different modes. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. Here's what the Bhagavad Gita has to say about it.
Foods in the mode of goodness increase the duration of life, purify one's existence, and give strength, health, happiness, and satisfaction. Such foods are nourishing, sweet, juicy, fattening, and palatable.
Foods that are too bitter, too sour, salty, pungent, dry, and hot are liked by people in the mode of passion. Such foods cause pain, distress, and dis-ease.
Food cooked more than 3 hours before being eaten, which is tasteless, stale, putrid, decomposed, and unclean, is food liked by people in the mode of ignorance.
Dr. William Kilmore, here is your first question. What is your favorite food?
Steak.
Food analysis. The mode of ignorance.
He definitely liked food with a little blood on it.
You ain't on the bottom hell, though.
Oh, it's a butchie boar. That's a cow, you know.
Well, everybody else eats it.
And everybody else has to play the game, too. We'll be right back, right after this.
Relive with us an experience so totally mind-shattering that not one resident of this planet can even recall the horror. Forcibly trapped alive inside a prison cell made of human flesh and unable to move for almost an entire year. Discover Life in the Womb. Coming soon on Radio Rock.
Let me out of here.
Elvis Presley, please select our next category.
Well, Don, I'd like to select knowledge. Because I just have to know.
I know how you feel, Elvis. Our offstage announcer will now tell us about the knowledge in three different modes.
That knowledge by which one undivided spiritual nature is seen in all existences, undivided in the divided, is knowledge in the mode of goodness.
That knowledge by which a different type of living entity is seen to be dwelling in different bodies is knowledge in the mode of passion.
And that knowledge by which one is attached to one kind of work as the all in all, without knowledge of the truth and which is very meager, is said to be in the mode of darkness.
Dr. William Kilmore, what is the most important thing you know?
My job, Don, and I'm quite proud of my abilities as a doctor.
Knowledge analysis, the mode of ignorance.
Thank you, Dr. Kilmore.
An absolutely bloody horrible situation, Tim.
You put your foot in your mouth that time, Doctor.
You think you're so smart, Doctor. Oh, boy, you're gonna get it.
One more category, Doctor, and then we'll hear our final decision from the panel. Bruce Lee, which category do you choose?
I think I'm gonna select mind.
Very good, Bruce. Now let's listen to this.
Whatever one thinks of at the time of death, surely he will attain that state without fail. A man must elevate himself by his own mind, not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul, and his enemy as well.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to listen to Dr. William Kilmore's Mind.
Oh, no. They're reading my mind. I must only think good thoughts.
Oh, I wonder if they know about that girl who died from the abortion I performed.
You've been listening to the mind of Dr. William Kilmore. Now, panel, while you make your final decision, let's pause for this word.
Why do we wake up some mornings and feel like we can conquer the entire world? And then other days we can't even get out of bed. Understanding the three modes of nature. Coming soon on Radio ROM.
Do the scientists really care about life on the planet Earth, or are they blind men leading the rest of human civilization to the brink of total disaster? Science, fact or fiction? Heard only on Radio ROM.
All right, panelists, let's hear your guess. Where do you think Dr. William Kilmore is going? Panelist number one.
Somewhere very dark and very frightening.
Panelist number two.
He's caught in a trap. He can't walk out. Because he killed too many babies.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Elvis. And panelist number three.
I think he deserves a good sweep kicking to you know where.
Okay, now, before we do find out about Dr. Kilmore's karma, let's hear a little bit more about him.
Dr. Kilmore is the author of the best-selling book, Abortion is Okay, and he himself has performed at least 5,000 known abortions. He is a lobbyist for the American Euthanasia Association, has a wife but no children, and is a member of the John Birch Anti-Illuminati League.
Well, that pretty well sums it up. Dr. Kilmore?
What?
It's time for you to choose one of these doors!
There must be millions of doors here.
Yes, there are virtually unlimited varieties of comic reaction.
I can choose anyone I like.
Anyone you want.
What the doctor doesn't know is that the same karma is behind every door. He has already decided his next life by the way he lived his last one.
I think I'd choose this door here.
Let's open the door and find out what his karma is. Dr. Kilmore, you're going to be our guest in the womb of a woman you'll never meet.
What?
That's right. You'll be staying for at least 6 weeks in the womb of Charlene Baxter, where you're going to watch firsthand one of the most advanced developments of medical science. You'll get to be the subject of an abortion.
Abortion?
Yes, doctor, abortion. And not just once, not twice, but 5,000 times. And then you'll be back here as our guest once again, because that's your karma!
5,000
times. Oh, no! Well, that wraps up the show. We hope you'll all come back tomorrow for What's Your Karma, because we've got a very exciting show. Until next time, this is Don Yamaraj saying goodbye.
Welcome to the entrance to the womb. Please follow the fallopian tube down to the uterus. Remain still while the amniotic fluids start to secrete.
You've signed yourself aboard a tour bus that is supposed to show you the really spectacular sights on your vacation.
Reality turns.
But the first stop is the cancer ward at the hospital. Is it some kind of cruel joke, or is this reality? Coming soon on Radio ROM. Reality Tours.
All aboard for reality.
Hello, friends. This is J.B. Hunter. Are you tired of driving around all day trying to find a house to move into? Well, you find the right house, but the neighborhood is filled with all sorts of strange people. You just couldn't stand living by them. And then, on the other hand, you may find the perfect location, but the house is a complete dump. The doors slam, the faucets leak. You don't like the fact that there's no light coming in from the windows, or there are no windows at all in the house. Well, we've got the problem solved. Using theories of how the universe was designed and constructed, formed by Albert Einstein in the latter part of the 20th century, new Big Bang Apartments has now revolutionized house finding. You don't have to find the house anymore. You just find a vacant lot, any place where it's clear. You look and decide that's where you want to live, and you move in the very next day. That's right. the very next day. We take all the building materials. You can select your favorite colors and designs. We place everything in the open spot. And then we add our own main ingredient, which, of course, is dynamite. Invented by the Nobel people, people who give out that Nobel Prize every year. And we literally blow your house into existence, just like our universe was formed. We form before living spot. And if it doesn't work the first time, well, don't worry. We'll keep blowing it up until you have a house standing there before you. And that's how our universe was formed, and that's how we'll help you move into your new home. So drop down today to Big Bang Apartments. We're really looking forward to helping you. It worked for the universe. Why not let it work for yourself?
While contemplating the objects of the senses, one develops attachment for them.
Hey, Harry, get a load of that. Woo-hoo!
From such attachment, lust arises.
Man, if I could land something like that, I'd be laughing.
From lust, anger emerges.
Hey, what are you doing tonight, baby?
None of your business.
Hey, now don't give me no lip.
From anger, delusion.
I'm gonna get that chick. I'll teach her this.
Hey, cool down now, man.
Hey, get your hands off me.
From delusion, bewilderment of memory.
Oh, where you going, man? We gotta meet Rodriguez here.
Hey, forget it. I'm gonna get a hold of that chick.
When the memory is bewildered, intelligence is lost.
Hey, come here. You want to talk to you?
Get your hands off me. Oh, please!
Come here. I want to talk to you.
When the intelligence is lost, one falls down into the material pool.
I have apprehended the suspect for an attempted rape, and I have him on a code 26A. He's in a compartment in the rear of the vehicle.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, let me out of here.
Forget it, son. You're in a grand illusion.
Bringing you a manifesto of consciousness. This is Radio Rom.
If you would like to understand more about the themes presented in our show, write for your free booklet to Radio Rom, Box 206, Visalia, California. We are all accustomed to observe the cycle of winter, spring, summer, and fall each year. But most people are unaware that our universe also undergoes seasonal changes, each quarter of which involves vast eons of time. At present, we are situated 5,000 years into the fourth quarter of the universal cycle. 427,000 years of winter. Listen to Radio Ram for the Age of Kali.
Deep inside your mother, waiting for the gift of life. How would you have felt, my brother, when you saw the surgeon's knife? Secure and sure that she was kind, protected there within her womb. What kind of thoughts would cross your mind? Betrayed and slaughtered in that tomb, without a struggle or a fight, disposed of like some strange disease. If you had never seen daylight, would you be living as you please? For out of sight is out of mind, and you may think that none can see. But in your heart, the judge will find you guilty of murder, first degree. Guilty of murder, first degree. Guilty of murder, first degree. Guilty of murder, first degree.
Can I take your order, sir?
What kind of soup have you got?
We have beef broth and primordial.
What?
Beef broth and primordial soup.
What's in the primordial?
just your basic soup. It's got amino acid noodles.
Could you find out for sure?
And it's got some...
I'm a vegetarian.
Well, the chef doesn't make the primordial.
Well, if it's from a can, I don't
want
it.
No, it's not from a can, sir. I don't know who makes it. It's just there every morning.
Well, somebody must make it.
I know somebody must make it, but I don't know who. We just come in every morning, it's made. Anyway, we sell a lot of it. People like it. Kids from the college practically finish off the whole batch every lunch rush.
You mean to tell me that nobody knows who makes the primordial soup?
Now, what would you like to order?
Skip the soup. What's your special for the
day? Have you tried our missing link sausages?
Forget it.
It's from the famous Piltdown recipe. You'll love it.
Forget it.
Gloria, what seems to be the trouble with this fellow?
Well, some people just can't buy our primordial soup.
Don't worry, as long as they're in the minority, we'll be all right.
Primordial soup. Nobody makes it.
The spiritual evolution of Beatle George Harrison is much like his music, mysterious and mystical. Most people were aware of George's enchantment with Indian sounds when they heard him playing the sitar on the albums Help and Rubber Soul. But even in the earlier years of his career, unknown to George himself, destiny was spelling out his fate with subliminal prophecy.
Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa.
The first club that the Beatles performed at in Hamburg, Germany was called the Indra, the name of the demigod of heaven in Indian philosophy.
I'm in love with you.
The first guitars and amplifiers used by the Beatles were manufactured by Vox. Vox is the Sanskrit word for the name of the goddess of music in Indian culture. Is it any wonder that George Harrison so fervently sang these words? When the Beatles finally did travel to the subcontinent of India, they sat in meditation with the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, but later described him as bogus.
And nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings.
Although rejecting the Maharishi, George did not give up the idea that Indian culture possessed some secrets worth uncovering. Once, while John Lennon and George were sailing on a yacht, John, who was toying with the piano, started to sing the Hare Krishna chant, and George joined in. The chant struck a chord, and they continued for 8 hours non-stop. Then one evening, when George was at a party, Grateful Dead manager Rock Scully arrived with an old college friend of his, Sam Spearstra. Over the years, Sam had been practicing yoga and mysticism, and especially chanting. He had even adopted the shaven head and robes of an Indian monk. When George spied him entering the party, George immediately ran up to Sam and declared,
I've been wanting to talk to one of you fellows. It wasn't long after that George was beside himself with joy. Here was the ancient system of meditation he had longed for, complete and so simple. Unknown to many, George started a regular practice of chanting, adopted a vegetarian diet, and produced an album on the Apple label with a previously unheard-of group called the Radha Krishna Temple. One of the songs, consisting entirely of chanting, went to the number one spot on the British chart and stayed there for several weeks.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Display of humanitarian compassion, George, along with Ravi Shankar, staged the concert for Bangladesh and raised $500,000 for the starving people of that country. A spiritual metamorphosis had taken place. The Liverpool lad now adorned all his albums with the sacred syllable Om. The record jacket for living in the material world depicted Lord Krishna and his friend Arjuna in battle. George donated a mansion to Bhaktivedanta Swami, the scholar and saint who had brought the message of Krishna to the West. In his introduction to the book entitled Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, George Harrison writes, "By serving God through each thought, word, and deed, and by chanting his holy names, the devotee quickly develops God consciousness. All you need is love." Twelve years have passed since the days when it appeared that the East and West had finally met and become good friends. And the shy beetle continued his inner meditations, song after song, reflecting his ever-deepening realizations. And millions the world over declared that they found joy and tranquility in George Harrison's music. Thousands have credited him being a spokesman and guide for seekers on the path of universal peace.
They call him God, Vishnu, Buddha, Jehovah, our Lord. You are God, Vishnu, creator of all. You are God, you are my friend when life's through.
William Benedict and the League of Devotees would like to thank our listeners for joining us on Radio ROM. The League of Devotees is a non-profit communications project composed of individuals who are concerned with presenting non-sectarian, metaphysical thoughts over the airwaves. Sound cannot be seen, but its effect on our consciousness is overwhelming, yet often subliminal. It is our desire to present thought-provoking entertainment concepts that will illuminate our fellow man on the path toward enlightenment, peace, simple living, and high thinking. We are extremely interested to hear from you, our listeners. If you have time, please write to us with your commentary and questions. Radio ROM is a non-profit organization, so we are dependent on our listeners for support. If you would like to assist us in any way, small or large, write to Radio ROM, Box 206, Visalia, California, zip code 93278. All donations are tax deductible. Thank you very much.
You're listening to Radio ROM. Radio ROM means radio pleasure. Pleasure beyond time and space. And now, to tell you more about our program, here's the host of What's Your Karma, Mr. Don Yamaraj.
Thank you, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a real treat for you today. One of the contestants from What's Your Karma, that's my action-reaction game show played by people the moment they leave their body. One of those contestants from last week's show is standing by right at this moment in the womb of a woman he'll never meet, because that's his karma. Dr. William Kilmore, formerly an abortionist, now he's destined to get the inside scoop on the whole ordeal. But before we meet him, let's first introduce you to his mother and father, who have just completed a romantic interlude. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Baxter.
George, I just remembered. I forgot to take my pill.
We can't afford any more kids, Charlie.
Oh, George, you're sick.
I'm not the one who gets sick. You do. Remember?
Don Yamaraj was right. I'm in the womb of some woman named Charlene, and now I must somehow communicate with her.
Warning, gas approaching.
Oh, Ma, take it easy on the chilies.
Oh, these are terrible, George. I feel sick. Oh, you know what? I could even be pregnant.
I warned you to take those pills on time.
Do you think I want the damn thing?
Gas entering womb enclosure. Red alert. Red alert.
I'd rather be an Oscar Mayer wiener than eat one of these. These are terrible, George.
Well, then throw it in the garbage. Now, we're late for the doctor already. Let's get going.
Alive. You can see them out for dinner with
I'll just change it, sir. The doctor will see your wife in just a moment.
Modern science has determined that life does not begin in the womb for at least 6 weeks.
This interview was recorded just days before Dr. William Kilmore met his untimely death in a car collision. In other news, the bowels of Berkeley marched today on Washington, D.C. And here for that live report.
It's not true. They just say that so they can make money off of the abortions. There is life in the womb. I'm down here. If only I could tell someone.
Well, hello, Mrs. Baxter. What seems to be the problem today?
I have an unplanned pregnancy.
Ah, and do you wish to terminate?
Is that what they call it?
Yes.
It's murder. Oh, Mother, please don't terminate me. I'll go to medical school. I'll make a lot of money. I'll take care of you when you're old.
Could I have something for my nerves, Doctor?
How about a drink?
Warning, poisonous substances approaching.
It smells like alcohol. Oh, no! Oh! Oh!
Just lay down here, Mrs. Baxter. Don't worry, you won't feel a thing.
Yes, but I will.
Warning, foreign objects intruding. Stand by to vacate.
No.
Vacate. Abort. Welcome to the entrance to womb number 2. You have 4,998 more to experience. Follow the fallopian tube down to the uterus.
Shirley, you stop that crying.
George, tell me the truth. Is this what you wanted?
And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. And is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. I mean, is this what you wanted? To live in a house that is haunted by the ghost of you and me. That's right, is this what you wanted?
Hey, we're not like those other guys. You'll be glad to know what goes into every Wendy's hamburger. It's got dead flesh. That's right, animals that have had their throats slit while they scream. And we pump them full of chemicals to get that extra weight on because we know there are lots of you out there that want to taste these delicious little treats of dead chunks of skin and bones mixed with gristle, snarl, guts, and everything that the people from the kill floor can possibly shove into the trucks to take them down to Wendy's because we want to make as much profit on your desire to taste a little bit of blood as possible. So why not drop down as soon as you can? We have a salad bar here to make it look like we care about your health. Drop in today and find out what it really tastes like to eat dead bodies.
Wendy's, where the wind of death blows all day long.
All aboard for reality tours.
Geez, I've never taken this one before, Troy. It looks like it's going to be lots of fun.
But there's a lot of people going in there, Madge. Do you think we'll get a seat?
I don't know. Let's just try.
Hurry up, folks. Come on, hop in. Reality Tours is now leaving.
Reality Tours, leaving on gate number 3. All aboard, please.
Driver, why do they call it Reality Tours?
Because we look at reality, ma'am.
Okay, well, I guess we'll find some real nice spots out there, Madge, huh? What do you think?
I just hope we meet some real stars.
All right, folks. This is our first stop. It's a cancer ward at the Holy Mercy Hospital. Come on, right in.
Cancer ward? Is he kidding?
I don't know, honey. Maybe there are some sick celebrities here.
Okay, let's go try it out.
Okay, here you go, folks. These guys are about, just about ready to die at any minute. And you see that man over there with the hole in his throat? He's about to kick off at any second.
My God, this is disgusting. Let's get out of here, Troy.
I thought we were going to see some stars or something in here.
Well, I certainly hope the rest of the tour is not going to be like this.
Okay, people, back in the bus. Okay, here we are at the retarded children's farm.
Oh, God, look at that. Troy, they're coming right out to the bus.
Oh, God, I've never seen anything like this before. I can't even stand looking. Oh, it's so gross.
Driver, is the rest of the tour going to be like this?
Well, what did you expect on reality tour?
Well, we didn't want to see things like this. We wanted to see nice sights.
Listen, lady, you want to see reality or not?
Well, yes, but...
Well, then shut up and keep with the rest of the tour.
Honey, I don't think you have any choice at all except to continue with this fellow.
All right, Troy.
Okay, people, here we are at the city morgue.
The city morgue? You've got to be out of your mind. This is going too far.
Hey, listen. Are you trying to cause trouble for the other customers? This is reality for some people.
Well, no, we don't want to cause trouble.
Well, then just be quiet. Here you go, folks. Right this way. Now, look at this guy. He just got bumped off last night. See that bullet hole in his head? There was a liquor store robbery. And this guy over here, the one that's all puffed up and green, he just OD'd on heroin a few hours ago.
Oh, God, I can't take this.
Oh, Madge, I just can't take it anymore.
Okay, everybody, back on the bus. Next stop is San Quentin, Death Row.
If this is reality, I want out.
Honey, if this is reality, I'd rather live in a grand illusion.
Right this way to the grand illusion.
Madge, look, it's a grand illusion parade.
Oh, Troy, there's all kinds of clowns and musicians and that big band on that flatbed truck. Let's follow them. It's much better than this reality tour.
Right this way to the grand illusion.
Of consciousness.
This is Radio Rom. If you would like to understand more about the themes presented in our show, write for your free booklet to Radio Rom, Box 206, Visalia, California. You are listening to the sounds of the santur, a multi-stringed instrument tapped with tiny hammers used in Indian music to evoke a mood of peace. The word santur finds its origin in the ancient Sanskrit language from the word santa, which means peace or saint. Every year at Christmas, we hear this word, Santa. But more often than not, the word is connected to a chaotic frenzy of impulse buying, conceived and manipulated by greedy corporate psychologists. This year, why not put the peace back into Santa? Living graves of murdered beasts, slaughtered to satisfy our appetites. We never pause to wonder at our feasts, if animals, like men, could possibly have rights. We pray on Sunday that we may have light to guide our footsteps on the paths we tread. We are sick of war. We do not want to fight, yet we gorge ourselves upon the dead. Like carrion crows, we live and feed on meat. In this way, we treat defenseless animals for sport or gain. How can we hope in this world to attain the peace we say we are so anxious for? We pray for it to God over the piles of the newly slain. And so cruelty begets her offspring, war.
Extra, extra, read all about it. World death rate, 100%.
Give me one of those papers. What is this?
Everybody dies, mister.
So that's news?
To some people.
Death rate 100%. Write today for your copy of Coming Back, the book that tells you nobody dies. Your copy of Coming Back, write to Box 206, Visalia, California, 93278. Howdy, folks.
Say, listen, did you know that the developer of the atomic bomb, Professor J. Oppenheimer, was as much a whiz at India's classical Sanskrit language as he was at mathematical equations? He even quoted from India's famous Bhagavad Gita when he saw that mushroom cloud erupt over the horizon. He said, "Time I am, destroyer of all these worlds, and I've come to engage all people." Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Some people say life's like a merry-go-round. I think it's more like a Ferris wheel. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Sometimes you just don't know what to feel. Just when you think you've got the keys.
Change it by learning how to listen for transcendental sound here on Radio ROM.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this has got to be one of the most spectacular moments in U.S. history. The astronauts are bringing the flag out. Yes, there it is. We can see it now. And he is placing the flag on the surface of the moon. What a beautiful sight that is, Wally.
That's right, Dave. That is absolutely fantastic. The flag is now being placed into the surface of the moon, and it looks like they're going to unfurl the flag. It looks, Dave, right now we're going to take this short break, and our local stations will be able to put their ID on while we see the flag here on the surface of the moon. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Okay, John?
Yeah.
When you unfurl the flag, we're going to hit our slow motion, and we want you to jump off backwards. We're going to hit our slow motion effect. It'll make it look like the gravity's taking its effect. Okay? Okay? Very good. And tell the other fellow to wave to everyone. Make him, you know. Yeah. Number two, make sure you wave like you're coming from millions of miles away. And fellows, can you watch those studio lights? Yeah, the people on lighting, you're getting the lights in the visor of the astronaut. It looks fake. Okay. Make sure you got that taken care of, okay? Okay, now we're coming back on the air. Stand by.
5, 4, 3, 2, cue them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is another great moment for mankind.
The science of meditation and mantras has puzzled and intrigued mankind for centuries. Techniques used in almost every religious tradition are still being practiced today by millions. Mantra yoga is a means of centering one's consciousness on sound vibrations. Mantras are never for sale, and they are usually commonly known, not secret. As a service for our listeners, Radio ROM now presents Audio Medicine, a weekly feature to help you transcend. This week, a mantra from the Bhagavad Purana, entitled Invocation. Radio ROM now presents Audio Medicine.
Pete. Hi, Pete. My name is Irma. Can we get started on your makeup now?
Sure, I guess so.
Just a little pancake and highlight on your eyes. Otherwise, the lights make you look like a ghost.
I still can't understand why they want me to do this, eh?
Oh, the director always tries to get real-life people. He doesn't like to use actors because he feels they aren't convincing enough.
Are you the butcher?
Yeah, I guess so.
He's got a good look. What do you think, Irma?
Don't talk to him while I'm doing him up, for God's sake.
Bring that stuff over here, will you?
Something strange here.
Oh, we're ready for him now, Irma.
I just got started. Will you give me a minute?
Hurry up. Let's spray the meat now so we can set the color levels, and then we'll need you, Pete.
Oh. Spray the meat. What's that all about?
They put liquid coloring on the meat to make it look better under the light. You know, to make it appear as if blood is ready to ooze out. Sick, huh?
Huh?
I guess that doesn't bother you, but I'm a vegetarian.
You're a vegetarian, huh?
Yeah, and I can't stand the sight of it. Gee, something strange about your face. I can't believe it.
Oh, what's going on with the, Oh, my God, it's a cow. What is this, some kind of a joke? Irma, we got a tight schedule to follow on this thing here.
He looks like my father's brown jersey. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm turning into
a cow. Oh, no.
Find out the truth behind the meat conspiracy. Listen to Radio ROM for The Butcher's Nightmare. Coming soon.
And so, gentlemen, it is likely that this breakthrough in understanding the DNA code will allow us to place the destiny of planet Earth finally where it belongs, in the hands of our scientific community.
Can we get some photos of you by the microscope, Professor?
Do you think there will be able to create life soon?
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Well, we practically already have.
Professor, there's a call for you on the telephone.
Can't you see that I'm busy?
It's your wife, sir. She says it's extremely urgent. You can take it right here if you wish.
Very well. Hello?
Oh, dear. I have some extremely bad news for you.
Listen, can you have Jemima prepare a snack? Some reporters are coming over.
Oh, honey, I don't know how to tell you. Our daughter was run over by a truck. She's dead.
How fast was the truck going?
I don't know. 30 miles per hour. Oh, oh dear.
So, at an impact rate of 30R plus T squared time, what time did this happen?
About an hour ago. Oh, honey.
Now, don't be upset. Our daughter was simply temporary interaction of RNA and DNA passing through a quasi-algorithm of cellular dynamics. Just chemicals. Did they clean the mess up? I want some reporters over.
How can you talk like this? It's our only child. Is there a chemical to bring her back to?
Never mind. I'll take them over to Pierre. You just lie down and take some Valium.
But Annie, how can you talk like this? It's your only daughter.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Where was I? Oh, yes. Finally, we can place the destiny of our planet where it belongs. In the hands of science.
So busy making progress, we forget to wonder why. If I started in the first place, then why would a boy die? Scholars seek solutions in the rubble of the past, poking ancient mummies to find out how to last. We're surrounded by the gadgets that we're told will save the day, but we still get old and perish. Why we cannot stay? A man can make inventions, but he can't invent the truth. And all his vain pretensions won't restore his youth. so busy making progress, we forget to wonder why life started in the first place. Then why?